Okay, thank you.
This is Connections Over Coffee. It's our time to rise. And what I am doing is I'm going to actually look up the group so that I can tell you in real words what we are about. I did not get a chance to open it up on my computer. And when I share my screen, for those of you that are in some of my masterminds, you realize that when I share my screen, when I'm on a Zoom call, everything goes really slow. So I've got my phone. So I'm just going to look it up here on my phone and just give you the overview for some of you that are new. What we are about, it's we ask you to join me, Kathy Benner, and Carmella. Carmella, wave. There's Carmella. Every third Friday of every month at 10 a.m. Connections Over Coffee, Our Time to Rise is an international virtual meetup where we will simply network and develop relationships. No pressure, no sales, no feeling inadequate. We will meet on Zoom monthly. While many of our meetups will have an entrepreneurial focus, everyone is welcome to come and check us out. You see the word RISE is also an acronym for a simple four-step process. RISE stands for Reconnect, Impact, Storify, if I say that word correctly, and Elevate. So to reconnect, this is where you reconnect with your values and your beliefs, what really matters to you and what feels right. It's where you decide who you want to be, the difference you want to make, the good you want to do, and the legacy you want to be remembered for. Every time I see the word legacy, I think of Debbie, because that's her mission, is to create a legacy. Yes, Debbie, thank you. And it's also where you can, if you want, renew your commitment to doing the best in all those areas. Now, impact, this is where you make your life, your business, your mission, your ministry, whatever it is that you're doing, more rewarding, successful, and impactful by becoming a business for good. So we talk about how we give back. And we talk about putting our heart into giving back. And then to storify, this is where you find the right words, the images, the numbers to tell the story of what you're doing in the most inspiring way. And then to elevate, this is where it's entirely optional, but elevate step, you simply encourage others to rise. For example, you might choose to give away copies of the book Rise. And if you find us on Facebook or you find us, bless you, Sally, or you find us on kathybenner.com. There are links where you can download the free book, Rise. And my good friend, Steve Pipe, wrote the book, and I wrote the foreword for the book. And he's the one that wrote the book about Rise. Anyway, in our Facebook group, which is Connections Over Coffee, Our Time to Rise, there is a link to get the book. And then there's also the link for, you know, to get the Zoom call, and then you can participate with all of us in the group. There are 440 members in the Facebook group. Carmella, I didn't know if you were aware of that. We have 440 members now in the Facebook group. And I don't know if I can, but if I can jump over to our meetup group, which is where I just put it out as an event. When I look, I don't know if I'll be able to, it might just pull up. We have 260 members on the meetup group. So 440 and 260. So those are the number of folks that are in the group, Our Time to Rise. So that's what we're about. So anyway, today I just want to go around and again, it's about building relationships. And I know Carmella personally, I know Debbie and Sally. I had a wonderful conversation with Linda not long ago, and Diane has been on a couple of our groups. So welcome, Diane. I'm getting to know Diane. And Mary, it's good that you're here with us today, and we're looking forward to getting to know you. So we're just going to go around and everyone share, first of all, where we are coming from physically in this world. We want to be international and embrace folks from everywhere. So if we have some folks coming in from other countries, we love that as well. That's our goal. And so we want to, you know, have that whole international flair. So I'll start. I just flew in last night, as I was sharing with some of the gals. I just flew in from Florida. I was able to buy a condo down there about a year ago. And I know it's hard to feel sorry for me, isn't it? So anyway, we were down there. The weather was very nice about the time we were coming home. When we got down there, we had a few nice days, but then we had right in the middle of our trip, we had some rain and some cold. And yes, we actually had the heat on for the first few days that we were down there, you know, not very much, but we did have, you know, just to take the edge off a little bit. But the condo is definitely, it's definitely a fixer upper. And so every time we go down, we try to do, you know, something. We don't want to work the whole time we're there. And so we are trying to just build relationships with folks and get to know folks as we travel and just share what we do. And so for some of you that maybe don't know me personally, because I am now retired and have decided to start the Kathy Benner International Academy, which this particular group, Our Time to Rise, is a part of that academy. I do a free meetup for several different topics. So I'll do a free meetup for, I'm all about passive income so that you can have a freestyle life. And so I do a meetup for long-term rentals. I do a meetup for short-term rentals. These are all free. I do a meetup for how to write from anywhere in the world, another one for how to monetize your blog. And then of course, this one, Our Time to Rise, where we're talking about how we can give back and maybe even create some nonprofits and on how to do that. And then the last one is networking and how to create your own mastermind and monetize that in your own business. So those are the lanes that I have in the academy. And so when we travel, I give away, because I do a free meetup for each one of those lanes every month. And so I constantly give that away. If that's something that I think can help someone or help promote what it is that they're doing. I've just recently created a speakers, I'll call it a speakers bureau, and it's called Speakers Authors Cabinet, where you can either create your own podcast or you can be a guest on a podcast. And I highlight you there as well. And that's for free. And Carmela's in our speakers thing and Debbie's there and Sally's there. So if anybody is interested in being in the speakers, just connect with me, kathybenner.com, and let me know if you'd like to be a part of that. And then I promote that as well. That's still in the process of being built. So sometime this weekend, I get to finish that up now that I'm back in Ohio, back at my little corner office in my kitchen. And I'll finish that particular theme of the Speakers Bureau. I'll get that finished up so that folks can connect there. And then I'll start marketing that. So we're just getting ready to do a big marketing campaign for that to get your message out. So if you have a message, whether it's a ministry or whether it's a book or whether it's a business, and you want to get your message out, get onto that speakers cabinet platform, because we're going to start marketing that. And I'm going to start showing folks that are a member of that particular platform, I'm going to show you how you can borrow someone else's platform and get your word out to a lot of folks that you otherwise wouldn't see you or wouldn't know you. And they'll get to hear you, because you're going to borrow someone else's platform. So anyway, we're going to go more in depth into that in another lane, but I just want to mention that that's available. So one of the things that we did when we were traveling is we always meet up with friends that are going to be in the area where we are. So just this morning, I had this brainstorm, you know, I felt back in the day that I didn't have a creative bone in my body. And now, you know, now that I'm not working every day, It gives yourself some margin, some space to think and to dream and to create. And so this morning I want to create, and Sally, this is right up your alley. I want to create a little travel club, because as we travel around, and Sally's going to tell us a little bit about who she is and what she does. But as we travel around, we're meeting friends that are not local to us, where we are, where I am currently here in Ohio, in central Ohio. And we want to be able to create a little travel club. Again, no strings attached. We're not trying to sell anything. We just kind of want to make it available, because folks have not had that face-to-face or that personal meetup for so long because of all of our closures, that folks are feeling kind of lonely. I don't know about you, but sometimes you feel like you're just kind of hanging out there all by yourself, and that you're not really connecting with people. And so connection and relationships is what it's all about. And so in our little travel club, I actually want to create a way, a calendar, if you will, nothing major, but just something where folks will know where we're going to be, when, and if they want to meet up and have dinner or take a walk on the beach or go see, we saw a theater play while we were in Sarasota. Sarasota has lots and lots of live theater. And so we just kind of want to share that because it's so fun. And we've had, you know, so much fun traveling and doing these things. And we just want to share. So anyway, that's kind of what I'm about. And I'll talk more about that later. I'm currently in Canal Winchester, Ohio, which is just about 8 miles southeast of Columbus, Ohio, right in the middle of the state. And then when we fly to our condo, we are in, I'll say Bradenton, Sarasota. We're right in between Bradenton and Sarasota. And if you look at a map of Florida on the West Coast, on the Gulf side, we are just below the Tampa Bay area. I mean, just as you come across the Sky Bridge across the Tampa Bay, you come right down into Bradenton, from St. Pete right into Bradenton. And we're located right there and close to Anna Maria Island. So anyway, it's a beautiful area. And again, I can't wait to meet up with everyone personally. I haven't seen Carmela for so long personally, face to face. Carmela, we need to fix that. We're just not that far away from you. So anyway, we're going to start with Carmela and tell us a little bit about where you're coming from and what it is you do and how you are giving back.
Well, I am Carmela Banks, and it has been a long time. I'm thinking about making a trip to Columbus because my daughter ordered Girl Scout cookies, like 16 boxes, had it delivered to my house, and I'm supposed to mail it to her because she didn't want to pay the postage to mail it to herself. So I'm like, I guess I'm going to have to drive and deliver them. But anyways, I'm Carmela Banks, and I live in Lima, Ohio, like Northwest Ohio. I'm kind of smack in the middle, if you don't know, where I'm like an hour and a half from Columbus, an hour and a half from Toledo, like in the hub of all the major cities like Columbus, Cincinnati, and all that. So I like that. I currently wear many hats. I'm sitting in my office at my husband's office. He is a local attorney here in Lima, and I am so kind that I work for him 3 days a week. I gave him that at the beginning of last year, so I can have my time on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but sometimes I end up helping him out on one of those days, and he was having technical trouble yesterday, so I came in to help him technically with the computers and copiers and stuff. But on my downtime, I am, well, all the time, I'm a wellness advocate for doTERRA essential oils. So I'm into essential oils, trying to build a business there. I also partnered, it would have been, oh my gosh, probably 2019, with a girlfriend of mine from church. And we got into real estate investment. So we're trying to get that going. And with that being said, my husband and I have a home, which was kind of his childhood home in Maryland, right outside of DC in Prince George's County. We have a house there, and I'm trying to get that up and going with, as a short-term rental, Airbnb, whatever you want to call it. I had like a setback when COVID hit because I had my calendar plan to be there 2 months to do this, and COVID hit, so I couldn't travel right away. And then my mom, the day I was supposed to leave, I took her to a doctor's appointment, and they said she couldn't drive. I had to take her keys away because they thought she was, you know, the dementia. So all that happened, and it was crazy. And then slowly they're shutting things down. And then when I finally made it to Maryland with my daughter, I picked her up in Columbus, and she traveled with me. Anything and everything that could go wrong went wrong. My sump pump went out. Everything was happening. The heat was. So then I ended up spending buku bucks. I told my husband, you know how those credit cards are paid off? Well, they're no longer paid off. So I'm buying stuff. So, but now, I mean, you would never guess where I was. Like, literally, it was last March. So within a year, how far I've come, even in that short time of getting things done. So my hope is to go sometime next month in March, mid to late March, and stay for a week or two just to kind of get things taken care of there so then I can get the ball rolling. I've been doing my research. I'm also like a big sister type friend, like mentor to young ladies. Started with girls at our church that, you know, I was close to. So I'm that person when they need to talk or just to, you know, bounce things off, just to be there for them, to give them support and whatever. And I guess I, you know, and I love them, you know, I love kids and stuff. So I kind of, that must be my knack. And it used to make my daughter, because she's my only child, jealous. You're not their mom. You're my mom. But I'm like, well, you know, yes, I'm always going to be your mom, even though you're 30 and you're an adult now. But there's other people that could, you know, use someone to talk to, because some of them, they don't have that mom that they could actually go to and share with, or someone that will pray with them, or, you know, just kind of help them out in the time of need. So I tend to do that. And I've become the neighborhood guru because we have new neighbors, and some of the moms now are younger with little kids. And so now I've become like the neighborhood nanny. And so the kids like, oh, Carmela, Miss Carmela, she will buy anything from you. She will do. So I've become that person now too. So, but you know what? I love it. My husband's like, you're just like, everybody's just new smoke. So, but I'm enjoying life. Past 2 weeks been hard because I've had a lot of deaths, people, friends that I know of. And this week had a person that's like one of our neighbors, a local attorney that I was friends with, that just found out she suddenly passed away. So it's been kind of hard, you know, dealing with that. But other than that, you know, I'm trying to stay positive because, you know, I can at least say that, you know, I woke up this morning and, you know, and I have breath in my body, and, you know, I just take each day at a time, you know, and try to live it to the fullest and to my best ability. But I enjoy this group so much, and meeting all, you know, the new faces. I've enjoyed getting to know Sally and Debbie. So I'm going to have to come, because since Sally and Debbie are close, you're going to have like a luncheon thing in that area. And I'll just, I could always crash at my daughter's house so I could stay all day. But that's about me.
Well, don't forget, Carmela, I have an actual bed and breakfast guest house in my home, so you can always crash at my house.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Can I leave Farley here, though?
whatever makes you happy. I love that. One of the things that Carmela mentioned was how she was giving back, and I failed to mention that when I was speaking, is one of the things that I'm doing in my 8 lanes that I have, you know, the long term, the short term, all of those things that I'm giving away for free, is at the other end of all of those lanes, I want to have a scholarship program where I can give away a scholarship. And in the long term rentals and short-term rentals, I already have that. I lost my business partner in my long-term Happy House Hunters group a year ago in February. At that time, we decided to start a scholarship in her name. So we do have the Stephanie Myler Jenkins Initiative, which is a scholarship for folks that want to get their real estate license, that love real estate. They want to get into real estate. They want to get into long-term investing. And so we'll pay for their education for them to sit for their state boards. And so we give away 2 of those every year. So anyway, so that's my first time, my first lane that I was able to create a scholarship program. And so now I want to continue and create scholarship programs for all the lanes. Eventually, that's where I'm headed. So it'll take a while, but that's where I'm headed. So anyway, with that, the folks on your screen might be in a different order than they are on my screen, but I have Debbie next. Debbie, tell us a little bit about you and how you're giving back.
Thanks, Kathy. I appreciate that. Like Kathy said, my name is Debbie Marks, and I simply am your guide to find the miracle within yourself by creating a healthy lifestyle. And that is my favorite. I created that just about 2 months ago, or no, a month ago. Oh, where's the time going? And what I focus on, first off, I'm over here just south of Columbus near Buckeye Lake, I'm about 25 minutes from Kathy and Sally. So it's a breeze. But what I like to do is focus on creating a healthy lifestyle. And it's simply living chemical-free naturally. I also focus on my blog for organic homesteading. I garden and can, and I process what my husband and I grow every year, and including our popcorn, which for many people, they love it, and they always ask for more every year. So we're happy to share. And
Debbie, I love your assistant there in the camera.
Yes. That's my pest. She always, I mean, I tell you, she has a nose for food like there's no tomorrow. And she wouldn't think twice about jumping up on my lap. And if I have something on my plate, she's going to grab it and go. Yeah, there goes my papers. Oh, well, I'll get them later. Her name is Doodles, and she was my mother's cat, and who passed away in 2014. And that's another love of my life, is helping families cope with dementia parents or other family members, because it really is a life-changing experience, not only for them, but for you. And also, I am in the process, I am writing a book, and it centers around my life, and I call it day job. I'm sorry, I have Carrie on the brain today. It started with a daydream from child abuse to entrepreneur. So and when it I get it published, I want to focus on helping women overcome the mindset and the stigmatism that comes along with child abuse, and looking at themselves in the mirror and wondering, you know, what's my life going to be like? I love that little heart sign. Thank you. And Kathy, this morning you reminded me of something that I had thought about after my mom passed away, because she was a woman that worked two jobs, and she put herself through college to get a bachelor's degree in business. And she did it all on her own. She paid for the whole thing. And you reminded me, and I'm disappointed that I forgot. But what I just wrote down was the fact that I am going to create a scholarship in my mom's honor with the revenue from my book when I sell it or publish it. And I'm embarrassed to admit that I had forgotten, but I had talked about it and thought about it, and I prayed about it. And well, you know how life goes. It throws you tons of curves, and you forget sometimes the most important things. And then you know, God gave me a God moment a week ago. And it's simply remembering your life can be taken away from you in any time. It can make you pause and think that you're not here forever, and that to stop waiting to do what you're meant to do. And so I am focusing on doing what I need to do. And I just praise God every day now that I have more time to do things and get done what God has put on my heart to do. So, and I apologize for the throat, but hopefully maybe next Friday I'll learn some more about it. But I appreciate everybody's patience, and I hope you all have a great day. I really appreciate you listening to my story. Okay, Kathy, back to you.
Debbie, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yes, I love that. You know, the little heart.
I do too.
I love that. What Debbie didn't also mention was that Debbie has a podcast, and it's called Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks. So again, that's a way that Debbie can help promote you. And so whatever your mission, your ministry, your business, your book, whatever it is that you want to share with the world, whatever legacy it is that you're trying to build, Debbie would love to interview you on Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks.
Yes. Any of you ladies that would like to come on, just email me, or you can text me. I'll put my phone number in the chat window. I am looking for speakers for the month of March. And just, I want you to tell your story. I want to tell you to tell where you came from, you know, what you're doing now, what you did before, what you're looking forward to doing if you're retired. And it's a meetup, it's recorded. Kathy and I do this meetup fireside chat with Debbie Marks. And it's, you know, 30 minutes to 45 minutes. And what we do is we just, you supply us with some questions and, you know, we interview you. So please let me know if you would like to participate, and I will be happy to add you to our monthly meetup. And I'll put my information in the chat.
Now, I do want to mention to everyone as well, please, if you want to connect after or in between the meetups, just put your information in the chat on how we can connect. And I do have a little... I'll call it a little index of all of us in the actual replay of this call. So anybody that wants to connect, just please put your information there. Anyway, you can be interviewed with Debbie, or you can get into that speaker's cabinet with me. And I'll just mention this, Debbie, if you have a month that you don't have someone, please go visit the speakers cabinet in kathybenner.com, and you can find speakers that want to speak. So that's the whole point, that they want to share their story. And so so if you don't have anybody volunteering or offering, you can always go there and see if somebody's message resonates with you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And then you can, and in the speakers cabinet, folks can connect you direct. They don't connect through me to get to you. If you are in the speakers cabinet, folks will connect directly with you. If they find you in your little bio and it resonates with them, they'll connect directly. Okay. So anyway, so that takes me kind of out of the middle. That's just between you and there's no, I don't get anything out of it, except I'm building the platform to help promote everyone. Let's move over to Sally. Sally, gosh, it's so good to see you. You're on mute there. Unmute. I know we forget. There you are. Good morning, Sally. It's so good to see you.
Good morning.
And yes. I see that you're in Canal Winchester. I can see your office in the background. So, you know, Sally travels. I want to be Sally when I grow up. And but she happens to be in Canal Winchester at the moment. Sally, tell us about it.
Right. So I have a home office. I'm a travel agent, and my company is Mermaid Travel. It is my company. I'm the owner. I do all sorts of travel. I arrange travel for everybody, but my niche is accessible travel. So if you are, I just talked to somebody yesterday that needed, they want to go on a trip, that the man has to have a motorized scooter. So I can help him find that and help make sure that their trips are fun for them, and that they don't have to worry about anything. I also have a certificate in autism travel, which is, you know, that's a whole nother avenue, but it's very satisfying to be able to provide travel for people who think they can't travel. anymore. I don't think I can follow up Kathy and Debbie. I'm not writing a book, although it's in my head. I've been writing a book in my head for a long time.
However, Sally is quite the blogger, and she does have a blog post that all of you could certainly enjoy.
I do. It's called Embrace the Unexpected. And the reason behind that is because, as you know, and Debbie alluded to, of course, that life has a lot of curves. And you can either fight against those curves or embrace what's coming at you, because it a lot of times it leads you into better places. Not necessarily the place you thought you were going to go, but the place that you should go. No, so I didn't used to be that way. I used to fight against all those curves, and but life have tossed me a lot of curves. So in my blog, sometimes I write about travel that's coming up, and other times I write very personal things about what's been happening in my life. So that's also been very satisfying to be able to write that blog. And I guess the next thing I need to do is explain, well, how do you embrace the unexpected? It's one thing to say, do that, but it's another thing that, you know, how do you do that? And when my husband was alive, we made the decision to donate a portion of our commissions that we made to whoever client we were working with, whatever they wanted that donated to. So we've donated to St. Jude's, we've donated to the Ronald McDonald's House, we've donated to different associations and organizations. So that's what we decided to do from once we started to get profitable, which took a while. But so that's what we do. And that's what I continue to do, not necessarily to different things, but I do have specific things I donate to.
Sally, thank you so much. Sally and Debbie are both in our bloggers group, how to monetize, how to create and then monetize our blog posts. So they are both in that particular mastermind. So I'll just toss that out there.
Sally, it's nice to see you.
It's nice to be seen. It's been a rough couple weeks. It's been a rough winter so far.
Yeah, Sally was a little under the weather, but she's back with us and looking very good today. So yes, Sally, yes. It is good to see you.
I gotta get good healthy for my wedding. So
yes. And Sally failed to mention that, but she is getting married again. Passed away, and she has met someone, and it's just a wonderful relationship. And Sally, we're so happy for you.
Thank you.
And again, you have to embrace that unexpected, don't you, Sally?
Yes, you do.
I love that. Okay, Diane, how about you? It's so good to see you here.
Thank you, Kathy. It's good to be here. I am in Worthington, Ohio, which is just north central of Columbus. So downtown Worthington, it has High Street goes right through the center of town. So I'm happy to be here. Carmela, I wanted to say that my husband grew up in Bluffton, Ohio, and he actually went to college at Lima Technical School. So we're very familiar with Lima. And in fact, his dad still lives in Bluffton. So we make it up there to see him. I actually grew up on a farm in Northeast Ohio, and my parents raised, chickens, beef. My grandfather had sheep. We always had cats and dogs, and my mother had a huge garden that us kids were always out weeding the garden every year, every summer. And mom would can as much as she could from that garden. So Debbie, I was firsthand experience with canning. Mom would have us in the kitchen and she would say, okay, it's time to can. So we would be sitting down and helping her. I got married to my husband and then we both moved here to Columbus back in 1990. And started our careers. We started a family in 1994, and we have three children. We have two sons, 27 and 23. And we adopted our daughter, Leah, who is 21. Eric and I flew to China in 2001 to adopt a baby girl from China. So as you remember, 9/11 happened in September that year. And so flights were canceled. And we were right in the midst of waiting to hear about our baby in China. And we got word at the end of September. Flights were still not happening. So we knew we had a baby waiting in China, but we couldn't get to her until air travel lifted. And then we finally flew out. It was the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And we adopted our beautiful baby girl. We were in China for 2 weeks. And then we landed in LA. And at the time we went through customs, and they said Leah would be a U.S. citizen as soon as her feet touched American soil. So we had some friends in L.A. that took us to Disneyland out there. So we spent a day with them, and Leah actually put her foot down right there in Disneyland in California. So we have the picture of that. So that was special. She's now 21, and she's a junior at the University of Toledo. So we're very happy and proud of her, as we are with all of our kids. For the last 12 and a half years, I've been helping my husband with his business. He owns a Cartridge World franchise in Dublin. Dublin is also a suburb of Columbus. So I've been helping him. And then last fall, Eric said, "You know what, Diane, you've been helping me all these years. It's time for you to branch out and do something for yourself." So it was just like you said, Sally, it was one of those moments on unexpected. I hadn't planned on that, but I think it was a blessing. So now I have launched my own business. I started it in December. So I'm just brand new at it, but I do have the business background from helping Eric. So that is to my benefit. But yeah, looking forward to the future. I also volunteer. I mentor a young man at Thomas Worthington High School. He's a junior. He's a sophomore. He lost his dad when he was only six. So his mom is a single mom raising three kids. And I just come alongside him just to listen, just to be another ear, offer advice. But he's doing really well, and he has a bright future ahead of him. So I'm looking forward to hopefully remaining with him for the next couple of years as he moves towards graduation from high school. So, yeah, and I'm just happy to be here today and meet all of you ladies.
Diane, that's a wonderful background story. I've learned so much more about you that I didn't know. Thank you for sharing that. And what is your business that you've launched in December? What is that about?
It's with the Shackley Corporation. So it's also with health and wellness. And it's right there with Debbie. And it's, you know, Melaleuca is also an excellent company. So I'm just glad to be rubbing shoulders with you ladies that are experienced.
Welcome, welcome, Diane. And please get on Debbie's Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks if that's something that you think might help boost your business and get word out. And again, that's what we're talking about when we talk about borrowing someone else's platform, is that you can get on someone's podcast. It's very low stress. You don't have to worry about writing some big speech. You're not presenting, you know, like in front of a group for a luncheon or something, and you're all nervous and you're worried about, you know, do you have your face on and is your clothes okay and all of that. It's very casual. And what really helps whenever you're getting interviewed is that you can create what's called a media kit. And your media kit would have I'm going to date myself. Back in the day, we called it a camera ready photo, which now everything's digital. So that they're all camera ready when they're digital. But you put your digital photo on there that you want to use. And then, and of course, I've got one where I'm all made up, you know, and I don't look like this. I look much better than this. Anyway, I've got a digital photo that I use. And then just a one paragraph bio that just basically tells, you know, who you are and what you want to do for whom. We call that your value proposition statement, your promise, if you will. And then after that, it's just 10 questions that you want the interviewer to ask you. So you see how sweet that is. You're not nervous about what they're going to ask you because you've created the questions. And so once you submit the questions over to the person that's going to interview you, all they're going to do is very conversationally ask you those questions. And then you just share about the questions that you already gave them. And that way the interview ends up exactly where you want it to end up. You know exactly what's going to be asked of you and where it's going and how it's going to end up. And so that makes it totally stress-free because basically you wrote the whole interview just with your 10 questions. And it can be something that you know very well. It's your story. You know, somebody can say, well, you know, what was your background before you, you know, took a job at XYZ? I mean, that could be one of the questions you put on there. Well, you know your background and you don't have to rehearse that. You don't have to write it down. You don't. And so now it becomes very conversational. And what you're doing is you're just borrowing that platform of the person that is doing the interviewing. Now, I haven't looked lately, but bear with me just a moment while I look it up. If I look under Meetup, and I don't know how quickly I can find it. Debbie, do you know how many members you have? Oh, here we go. 280 members in Debbie's Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks. 280 members. And so you are borrowing a platform where 280 folks can hear your message. Well, where else are you going to go that 280 folks are going to tune in and listen to what you have to say? And it's a ready-made platform that Debbie has created for you. So anyway, I'll just mention that. And of course, then I do interviewing in all my lanes. And so if anyone is interested, let me know. And again, if you get into that speaker's cabinet, you know, folks can go there and find you. And the only thing that I recommend is that you put together your little media kit. Now, connect with me if you want help with that. It's not hard to do, but if you're not sure how to do that or what that looks like, connect with me and I can give you some samples and examples, and that makes it easier to put together. So Diane, you've got a great story. Thank you so much for sharing. We're glad that you're here. Diane has been connecting with us on a couple of our other lanes. Again, we have the Build a Better Business where we talk about how to write your VPS. We talk about how to put together a website. We talk about all that. And then of course the blogging course on how to write your blog and get that monetized. And part of the Build a Better Business, back to that one, we do have a section that we talk about being a speaker and creating that media kit and getting on podcast or creating your own podcast. And Debbie took the leap and has her own podcast. So good, good, good. Anyway, from there, we're going to move on over to Linda. And Linda, tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. Hi. It's so nice to meet everyone today. Kathy had told me this was really a heart-centered and motivated group to really make a difference in the world. And boy, I could just see that as I hear each person speaking. I'm just going to blow up the pictures of everyone so I can see you all better. So my name is Linda Thomas. I am in Pennsylvania, but not far away. I am between Pittsburgh and the Ohio border, in a town called Washington. And I've already told Kathy we should like just drive and meet in the middle somewhere and have a coffee. I have been in business for a lot of years in brick and mortar retail. Was finally able to extricate myself from that. I was in my family's owned business for a lot of years. Then leaving that, I jumped from the frying pan into the fire and was in business with my husband. And that gives even more responsibilities, of course. He did pass away a number of years ago after a lengthy illness. So in my list of skills, I have lots of business management and those kinds of skills, lots of tech for using computers and seeking to make things run better, more effectively, and vast amounts of healthcare. I have facetiously said that I could just about test into a nursing degree just from life experience. Although nurses and doctors don't like to hear that because they worked hard to get their degree, but so did I. I've taken all those life experiences and I coach people who are in business or I'm even helping someone who's pursuing an advanced degree at Wharton School of Business, just anyone who wants to streamline their life so that there's more room for them to actually have a life. I just recently came to this very crystalline description, and I was like, how did it take me so long to figure that out? We're human beings first and business owners second. And we need to be able to build in the time and protect the time so that the things that really matter are able to be focused on our spouses, our families, important missions where we want to give to others. And by doing, there are certain things you need to accomplish in life. Let's find the easiest way, the way with the least stress, least friction to make those happen, and then free up your time for those other things that really matter. And so tech is a piece of that when I work with people, whatever level of tech they're comfortable with. So if they're pretty much technophobic, we keep it super simple. Thanks, Kathy. And if they're, you know, tech geeks, then we can go into some pretty cool stuff. But in addition to all of that, because of the loss of my husband, it's been really on my heart of what families go through when they lose someone. And how often the family is really just plunged from a situation where they're in complete grief, especially if it was an unexpected death. And if matters were not put in place at all, the family suddenly has to say, oh, I don't get to grieve. I don't get to lovingly support my other family members. I now have to put on a business and problem-solving hat and deny my humanity in this moment and make decisions about where the body will be taken and how many brothers did my parent have and what were their names and in what order and all of those things. So I've created something called the Legacy of Love Project, and I help people to create their perfect end-of-life plan in 90 days or less, so that they can be a blessing to their family instead of a burden. And so a person such as you or me could go through it and gather all the information, or we could walk with a parent or an aunt or uncle or something and help them gather their information, because these details are going to need to be gone through. It's so much easier now rather than later. So it's just such a blessing and honor for me to be able to help people in this way and literally change lives and legacies, because instead of this being the big scary monster in the corner of the room, it's being dealt with now in a very proactive and manageable step-by-step way. And if you can think of the way that you feel when you found the perfect birthday or Christmas present and you're trying to just hold yourself back because you're so excited about giving it, as we work through these things and are proactively thinking about how we're going to bless our family members and how we're going to protect what we want to leave to them so that it doesn't get frittered away. People that have to make financial funeral plans at the last minute often spend thousands more than they need to, that's being taken away from the blessings you want to give to your family because they're overwhelmed, unable to think clearly, and they want to honor you. So they think if they spend more, they're honoring you. So we, in the clear light of day, can make those decisions that we're happy with and leave more available to the people that we want to give to. And we also plan gifts to be given after passing as well. Some of it is recorded stories so that even grandchildren not born yet will know who you are, and giving experiences and gifts after your passing. And there's a great deal of glee and joy in setting those up, creating messages to be delivered at milestone events. There's just so much good. And it's a blessing for me to be involved in taking something that could be big, dark, scary, and overwhelming and turn it into an absolute source of joy and changing of legacies. So that's really what's on my plate at this point. I think it was maybe several of you that said life throws you a lot of curves. And I've definitely had a whole lot of curves, and I could be, you know, in a fetal position under a blanket and never come out, but God has enabled me to see the good in the things that have come, and it's all being pulled together in a way that can really help other people go through some of those twists and turns a lot more easily than I did. And that's very thrilling for me.
Wow. That is definitely heart-centered. Linda, we could see your heart all through that. On the bottom of your screen, there's a reactions there, and you can click the little heart and it comes up next to you. it's Mary's little graphic version of the heart. So, but thank you for that share, Linda. That was wonderful. And I can't wait to know more about what you're doing and learn more about your processes there, and also get you on a couple of platforms where folks can hear your message, because your message is so important. And for those of us that have had parents that passed, or family members, you know, even children that have passed, that is so true. You are thrown into making those decisions before you're ready. And even if you think you're ready, you realize at that time you're not thinking clearly. And so you try to get through it as best you can. I remember when my father passed away, and he had cancer, and we knew that he was on hospice. We knew all those things. But even then, when we finally went, I went with my mom to actually pick out his casket. She was very torn, and she kept saying, should I get this one? Should I get that one? Should I get this one over here that's more expensive? Because you see, she wanted, again, like you said, she wanted to honor him. And she felt like if she got a better casket and a nicer lining and more stuff, that would honor him even more. And I finally told her, I said, Mom, look, it's kind of like the wedding dress. You know, when you go to the store to pick out a wedding dress, you just can't decide because there's hundreds of them to pick out. But when you're in the room and you're the only bride, your dress is going to be beautiful no matter which one you picked, because no one else can compare it. And I said, it's like that. I said, how many times have you gone to a funeral and you remembered the casket? I don't remember the casket. I remember the person. I remember the event. I remember that there either were a lot of people there or there were not a lot of people there, or that the message was wonderful, or that there was tons of flowers, but I couldn't tell you who all the flowers were from. And I couldn't tell you anything about the casket. But folks get caught in that. And I understand that. And so what you have to offer, your message is so important, Linda. So please get on our speakers cabinet, and also connect with Debbie If you feel like you're ready for that, to share your message. I know you're kind of, am I correct that you're at the beginning stages of putting this together, or are you a little further along? Where are you in the process of putting together your program?
Yeah, I'm in the midst of putting it together, and I was down for a month with COVID. So I had to give myself a whole lot of grace because my brain didn't work, my body didn't work. And so it's like, oh, well, I think God must have a better plan in mind than the one that I thought was fantastic. And I can't wait to see how he's going to work it out. But so I'm picking another launch date and haven't finalized that yet. But yeah, I'm very eager to get the word out. And I'm so in agreement with what you said about using the platforms of others where someone has a following, whether it's 10 or 200 or 2000. And if that person feels like the message is a fit for their group, it's just a wonderful way to spread the word and give valuable information to people that might mm-hmm. appreciate it.
Yeah, Linda, your message is so important. Mm-hmm. I went through that with my husband because he had pancreatic cancer. So he had time to plan and he wasn't afraid to do the planning.
That's so helpful.
Yeah. And as far as the casket goes, have to disagree with you. People were commenting about his casket, Kathy, because he wanted a Trappist casket, which is made by a Trappist monastery. Very plain, very, you know, so I knew what he wanted, you know, so.
But he wore an awesome Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, yeah. So it's just so important to get that message out. And so many people are afraid to do the pre-planning. That frees you. That frees you to mourn instead of having, like you said, to be.
Yeah, and I'll just say, almost everyone I talk to has something that happened in their family, of course, and a lot of it is sad because of the burden and overwhelm that the families encounter. But someone I just talked to said her father had done some planning on the financial side, which is great. But then the other details were left to the family, and the family was just in that devastated place and trying to make those decisions. So I think even if we feel like we've got some things in good shape, there is more. And I will also just throw this out as a means of giving you something to consider if this isn't in place for you. In this day and age, our digital assets are really mm-hmm. more of a factor than they've ever been before. And the various states are passing laws. I don't know what it is in Ohio. Pennsylvania's just went into effect a year ago. And there is language that you want to have in your power of attorney, whether it's financial or healthcare, and your will. And that gives people legal access. I mean, we're all people who either are in business or are planning to create a nonprofit or whatever. There will be business email accounts. There will be websites, you know, where your blog is housed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Those are all digital assets besides the things that you normally think of. And it can sometimes require a court order. Which is a lot of time and a lot of expense for people to gain access to those assets. If you proactively use the language that is, in place, a courtesy of our lawmakers now, you can sidestep a lot of hassles. So I think for us as women with a business mindset, that's really important to be aware of if you haven't heard about it yet.
You know, Linda, that's really good because my husband's an attorney. So, and lately I've had more people I know come up like, oh, I need to do this. And my girlfriend's mom, her father died last June. Her mom didn't do anything. And she's like, well, maybe I should do a will. Maybe I should come see you in Farley. And I'm like, well, you want to get on it. I know it's gruesome. You never want to think about death, but it's like almost like a part of life. You know, you need to take care of things, you know, almost like paying that electric bill. You don't want your lights turned off. And she hadn't done anything. She went in for open heart surgery 2-3 weeks ago. Her daughter calls me. Well, I have power of attorney. And I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, if something were to happen and she would like you know, unfortunately pass, that's not worth anything, you know. Uh-huh. So, and she's like, oh, and but what you're doing is fabulous, because when my biological father passed, I got a phone call. He was in Florida. It was sudden. I mean, he was on the porch having coffee, walked in the house, collapsed with a heart attack, and was gone. So it's not like it was something that, you know, an illness that, you know, you knew it was going to come. It was instantly. And I had to decide what to do. And it's like, oh my God, what do I do? So I'm learning. I know it's a part of life, but still you don't want to deal with it. And I know I have to sit down with my parents, but they keep pushing it aside. But
doing it early, doing it early is a blessing. You remove the fear. I saw a graphic once that I thought told everything. It was a picture of a little teddy bear sitting on the floor and a flashlight shining on the teddy bear. And behind the teddy bear on the wall was a giant grizzly bear. And so it's like when you're sitting in the dark and afraid to look at things, they look so much bigger and scarier than they need to.
Linda, thank you so much for that. And Carmela, thanks for your contribution there. That is amazing conversation. I think we all can take some notes from that. Sally mentioned that she had to jump off. She had another commitment, but I can't wait to hear from Mary. Mary, tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, Kathy, so can you do me a favor? Can you tell me if this, you can hear me?
Yes.
You can?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. So, you need to interview me because I forgot what I'm supposed to say.
Well, the first question is, where are you physically coming to us from?
From Tucson, Arizona.
Okay, good, good, good.
And I'm living and renting this little casita for $600 a month.
I love it. I love that.
My mortgage in California, where I came from, was just the principal and interest was $2,800 a month.
Wow.
$2,800 a month. And this is back 2014.
So can you imagine what it would be like today? So good for you. It sounds like that you've landed in a great place. Now, are you there? Is that kind of where you're now living? Or
you know, I grew up in Italy, came to California. My dad, I was little, and my dad thought that if you go to the United States, mm-hmm. money, you can just go outside your window and you can grab the money off the trees. Little did he know how much we have had to work. So I, you know how you don't know what you don't know. So I'm not going to make a long story short because I like all of you, I'm so grateful to hear all your stories because I too have a lot of stories. So I don't like to go back and rehash. I've been taught to go forward. So, but just to give you an idea, I was married 24 years, four children, all from the same marriage, and each child was 5 years apart. They are all adults. And for the most part, they're all doing really good. I'm very thankful and blessed. Oh my gosh. I think it was Camila or one of you said that you have a 23-year-old. I have a 23, 28, 34, I want to say, and 37, 38. And three grandchildren, two boys from one daughter, and a brand new baby for my son. Oh. And I have a lot of fur grandchildren, lots of them. But But here's what I want to do. I was a business owner for 24 years. And again, that was my life then. I don't even really honestly want to talk about it because it was probably the most painful experience in my entire life. After my divorce, I went into a deep depression and my daughter got cancer. She was 50-50 chance. She had to have a lot of surgeries. It was just like one thing after another, after another, after another. When I finally woke up, which was probably around, I'd have to say, when my baby girl decided to go to the University of Arizona, which what brought me here to Arizona. And she's graduating this year. And she has been my lifesaver, honest to God. I would not be here if it wasn't for this baby 23-year-old. She's amazing. So her graduation is coming up. I have a mom that lives in Oregon that I want to go see with the daughter before this daughter. I mean, the daughter after this daughter that lives in Lake Tahoe, California. I want to go visit my mom with her for 1 week with this one daughter is going to be a challenge. But this is what I decided. I decided that my children are my teachers. So as long as I keep that in focus, and this is where Linda comes in. Linda, oh my God. My mom, you know, she has some planning, but my sister, she lives with my sister, but I'm going to have that discussion with them as soon as possible. Thank you for that. So my daughter's graduating. My trip to go visit my mom, I have to do it.
And where is your mom?
My mom lives in Oregon.
Okay.
And she's 95.
Oh,
and yeah, bless her heart. She was a beautiful lady. I mean, she is a beautiful lady, but she's got dementia now. And then the other thing that I need to do this year, and if I can, okay, my daughter is getting 2 degrees, one in bioscience and the other one in Italian. I don't know why I'm Italian, full-blooded. She wants to go to Italy. I don't know how I'm going to pull that off, but I'm going to try. Okay. Meanwhile, I have applied for Social Security because after my depression, everything went poof, and I had no source of income. So I started selling everything I owned to take care of my 2 daughters. The other were older. They were already pretty much in college and getting married and all that. So I would be found like at Home Depot or in the parking lot selling stuff to pay for food for my kids and the cat. Always had a cat. And and I did a lot of gig type of work, like Instacart. I was a driver for handicapped kids for a long time. I did all this stuff, and it's coming right back to me to where I was an entrepreneur. I was a business owner. I was the one that made all the decisions. I was the one that did all the books. I was the one that did all the taxes. I can't find myself anywhere out there. I've done all this stuff to try to find what to do. The only thing I can think of doing, because I do need a job, like money. Mm-hmm. Okay. I do day trades. I ventured off in cryptocurrency just for fun, ladies. Don't think, my daughter says, Mom, you're crazy. Don't do that. It's a trap, blah, 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 blah. But I'm having fun with it. So I'm just trying to, but I need something more. I need about $1,500 more a month. That's all. And so if anybody can think of a remote position, I was in sales. I was a real estate broker. I still have my broker's license in California. And, you know, everything was great, but it's traumatic because it was with my, I'm going to say it now for the first time in my entire life, my wonderful husband that is still alive. I wish he was dead. That's all. I think you guys got the feel of where I'm at.
Oh, right? Mary, thank you so much for sharing. You have a wonderful heart. We can hear your heart through your stories. Yes. And we wish you so much prosperity and success. And please feel free to tap in on my website, kathybenner.com, and schedule a call with me, and I might have some ideas for you. And so I put that in the chat as well. Everyone has shared in the chat. Don't forget to put your contact information there. That way we can build those relationships. And if someone has some information for Mary, you can get in touch with her. Mary, put your information there just so we can connect with you. But my information is also there under kathybenner.com. And Mary, I invite you to connect with me. If you just go to the website, you'll see a button to connect, and you can get on my call schedule, and we can have just a personal chat. And I might have some ideas for you. So on how to generate some income from wherever you are. But again, I'll go through a series of questions to find out kind of what your sweet spot is, what your superpower is, and then we'll go from there, how to turn that into how to monetize that. Because as you can see here in my little square, I feel like we're on Hollywood Squares. I think we're all at the age where we remember that show. And if you see here under mine, it says Kathy Benner, Passive Income Coach. Each of you can go into your profile. And not only, and you see where Carmela has her beautiful picture up there. And like me, you know, when I click on my video, my made up picture shows up too. And Carmela looks beautiful there. She looks beautiful all the time, but especially beautiful there in her picture on her profile. And when you're in that profile, you can actually change your name to add some sort of a title. And so every time you're on a Zoom call, no matter where you are, you can kind of promote what you do just by adding that to your name. It'll come up every time you're on a Zoom call. So I encourage you all to do that, to put whatever it is, whatever your passion is there.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure, Kathy? Mary, go ahead.
This one's for you and Linda. I want to get that background. No, really, honestly, I want to buy that today. It's like a partition. Where did you get it?
You can find it on Amazon. You can, as you can see, it's just a folding screen. I can pop up and down. Linda leaves hers up, she told me. She said that's just kind of in her office setting, and she leaves hers up in the corner. That's just part of her background. Okay. Mine, I take down because on the other side, what you don't know, and I don't know if I can show you, on the other side of mine, it won't let me fold it that far. On the other side of mine is the filing cabinet right behind me. And I use my filing cabinet to put my post-it notes and stuff that I'm trying to remember. And so it looks really messy when it's down. So I can just pop the screen up when I do a Zoom call. I can fold it up and put it here alongside my desk when I'm not on a Zoom
call. Yeah, I like that so much because I was on another, I'm always on like the cryptocurrency or whatever. And someone made a comment and they said, you just look so old. Everything in your house looks so old.
And I would say that.
I know. But, like this little casita was probably built way before my mom's No, yeah. Not quite that back, but you know what I mean. So
yeah.
I want to get that. That's beautiful. Well, thank you.
Now, if for those of you that are going to start maybe getting your message out there and you want to share, and Debbie's got a great screen that she puts up behind her. Plus on Zoom, you also can do a virtual background. You do not have to actually have a physical background like this. You can do a virtual background. Now, I don't care for those as much. There, Debbie's got her virtual background on now. She can change her virtual background to all different ones. But you'll notice if she moves her head very much, it doesn't. You see how it gets a little wobbly. It doesn't catch up. The camera doesn't catch up. So that's why I have a tendency not to like the virtual backgrounds as well. I like the actual real backgrounds like I have here. And so having a screen is perfect. You can just pop it up and take it down anytime you want. If you have what's called a green screen, and I'll mention two things here. If you have what's called a green screen, and all it is just a green piece of material, then your virtual background won't do that. It won't, it won't try to catch up, because the camera looks at the green to omit all of that background. And then when you put your virtual, you turn your virtual on, it actually shows a little better. So that's the first thing I want to mention, is if you're going to use a virtual background, put a green screen up behind you first. But then here's my thought. If I'm going to go to all the trouble putting up a green screen, I could put up a different color and that could be my backdrop. So if you're going to go to all that trouble. So anyway, so that's the first thing. The second thing I want to say is that if you get, how many of us shop on Amazon? Yes. And most of us will have an Amazon Prime account. Maybe if we shop very often. Yeah. Mary has two hands going. You can monetize if you have some place to blog about what you're doing, which is, again, it's a whole other topic. But if you have a business, a ministry, a mission, whatever you want to get out there, a passion, it doesn't matter, whatever it is, you can start a blog about it. And then when you mention in your blog something that you found, like, oh, today I bought my green screen so that I can have virtual backgrounds on my Zoom calls. Whatever you mention, you can hyperlink that phrase over to an affiliate link at Amazon. And then if anybody else says, oh, I want one of those reading your blog, and they click on it, you get paid a commission if they buy that while they're reading your blog. And that's one of the great ways to monetize a blog post. And all of us can have a blog, because here's what I want to say about blogging. Blogging helps folks get to know, like, and trust you. Just like we were on this call today, we got to know each other a little deeper, and it makes us feel a little more connected, and it makes us feel like we trust the folks that we're listening to. And so I'm thinking, if I want to travel, I'm going to call Sally. If I want to buy Shackley, I'm going to call Diane. If I want Melaleuca, or I want to learn how to homestead, I'm going to call Debbie. Because see, I got to know these folks, all of you, from being on this call. And that's what blogging does for you. If you create a blog, and we have a whole blogging platform, there's a free meetup once a month about blogging. And then we have our own little mastermind. If you learn how to blog and create a blog post, folks get to know, like, and trust you. And then when you say, I bought this, you guys need to get this, your followers will go, okay, yeah, I'm getting that. And they'll click on your affiliate link, and then you get paid. Now, Carmela says her phone is ringing. Carmela, I get it. You're at the office today. Yes, have a fabulous weekend. Thank you so much for being with us. We've gone over a little bit, but there's just such great value here for everyone that I want to share that. And so as you're blogging and as you're creating that blog post, folks will start to tap in and follow you. They can't wait to hear what you have to say. And for those of you that haven't started blogging yet, if you've ever researched something online, you've ever just said you Googled something, and I use the term Google, it's whatever search engine you're using. But let's say you search for something like, I want to know how to blah, 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 blah. Generally, what comes up is people's blogs. That's what comes up. All these different articles on that subject. And when you click on it and read it, you go, huh, I didn't know that. And if in that article, it kind of resonates with you and you go, yeah, I think I need to buy that, and click on it, that person's getting paid a commission. from wherever you clicked if they have an affiliate link. And what will happen is somewhere at the bottom of that article in little tiny print, it'll say affiliate links are being used. And so that's all you need to do is make sure that you mention affiliate links are being used. And you too can earn money from creating articles. And so anyhow, I won't get into that. That's a whole other course. That's our whole blogging course. There's a free meetup. There's a mastermind. I invite you, if that's something that you think might help promote your business, your ministry, your passion. And you don't even have to have a business. It can just be a passion of yours. It can be a hobby. It could be anything that you want to share with the world. You can do that through blogging. And then you can monetize that blog in so many different ways. So I will mention that again. I'm all about passive income. You can see here on my name. So I look forward, if anybody needs financial advice on how to turn their passion into profit, connect with me and I'd be happy to have a chat with you and see how we can get you going and get some cash coming in, because we all have to have it. We all have to support ourselves. We all have to have a certain amount. And I get it. I get it. I was there. You know, I was the single mom working two minimum wage jobs with a baby at home and was wondering how I was going to buy groceries on Friday. And so I get it. I spent a lot of years in that mindset. And so I will tell you that the first step is changing the mindset. That's the first step. And then from there, you just start applying the principles. I see Linda saying, yeah, it's the mindset. Yes, absolutely. So anyway, any last comments before we go? This has been a great conversation. I know Carmela and Sally had to jump off. We've gone over, almost a half an hour already, but the conversation was so good. I just didn't want to end the call. So, but I know everybody has things to do today. And thank you so much for being on. Any last comments from anyone? Yes? No? Are we good? Yes. Mary, thank you so much. I'm going to go to my little reactions here. I'm going to give everybody a heart. The reactions, if you're on your computer, I can give everybody a heart. I can give everybody a little pom-pom there. I can give everybody a thumbs up. Yes, I love the hearts. Look at all the hearts. I love it. Okay. Very good. We will see everyone next time. Again, if you want to find any other lanes, just go to kathybenner.com. All the lanes are there. All the free meetups are there. Check it out. And we will see everyone next month. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.